I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, here as we broadcast live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful downtown Parts Unknown. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can check me out at mike@90%.com. And we are lucky to class up the joint a little bit, as usual. The intelligent, always inspirational Stacey Morris is with us. Stacey, hello.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, and of course, per usual, I am joined by the cornerstone of the DDP Yoga franchise. He is the face man to my howling mad Murdoch. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and yours, Robert McLaren. Robert, how are you, my brother?
When you said class up the joint, I could have sworn you were going to me then.
You are in a different class. Usually most of them low.
Yes, yes, yes. They're extracurricular and nobody attends.
Exactly. But we are going to have a fun show tonight, despite lack of class on the show. Stacey, see, if we were on a certain level, Stacey brings us up about 10 notches because we'd be screwed. But it is going to be a fun show tonight. We are joined by a man who has been here for years now. And if anyone has been a mentor for me in my journey, it's been him. I've seen people come and go. But the one staple for me, the one guy who's steadily been kicking ass, taking names and owning his life through surgeries and setbacks, a constant force in the DDP Yoga community, one of my favorite people on the planet, is on the show tonight. We are going to be joined by Diamond David Lee Orth in just a few minutes. David Orth is going to be on the show in just a few minutes. But first, I want to run down the schedule real quick. We got a couple of really cool DDP Yoga workshops on deck. And I talked to Dallas this week. I don't know if it's a top secret, so I'm not going to say it, but he's doing something really cool as we speak right now. He is on location elsewhere, or getting ready to be on location, so we're hopefully going to be able to talk about that sometime soon. But a cool project he's got coming up right now, just a little bit of a teaser. Robert, if we're allowed to go a little further, I don't know if you know anything about it, but we'll just save it for next week. But first, want to run down the schedule. Legend City Wrestling Workshop, Inspiration Meets Perspiration, June the 13th in St. John's, Newfoundland. If you want to check that out. And for all the information on upcoming DDP Yoga Workshops, head over to ddpyogaworkshops.com. And per usual, our guest knows a lot about this, as well as do I. July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd, DDP Yoga Retreat, the Double Black Diamond Retreat, two retreats this year in the Riviera Maya, Mexico, and that is just the best time. And a time where I've really gotten to bond with our guest tonight, Dave Orth, who's been to several of the DDP Yoga retreats, and we will be talking to him about that tonight as well. But that's all we got so far for workshops. I'm sure the schedule is going to be filling up as summertime starts kicking in and the weather gets a little bit nicer. I'm sure Dallas would like to be out and about more and come see his people. But Stacey, I know your book, Clean Comfort, which I want to talk about really quick, which is available at stacymorris.com, just a new makeover. And I have to say, I love the new look and the layout of the cover. I know you and Robert have worked very hard to make it more simplified and a sleeker design, and it looks awesome. But I know you've had a lot of appearances and book signings coming up, so I want to check in, see if you have anything on the agenda that you want to put over and talk about this week coming up.
Oh, well, yeah, and that Robert did an amazing job on the cover. I get a lot of compliments, and people are asking me who designed that, you know. So congratulations to Robert on another outstanding job. But I do have a book signing and cooking demo this Saturday at Healthy Living Market in Saratoga Springs, New York, and that's going to be from 11 to 2. And I think this is pretty much final, but Jeff, Bill, and I are planning to be in Newfoundland June 13th.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I'll be meeting and greeting and just kind of helping DDP with anything he needs in the workshop. And I've always wanted to see that part of the world, so I'm really excited.
I know it's a different part of the country, and it's not in the same area, but I actually own some land in Nova Scotia, and it's such a beautiful area, the Newfoundland and the Canada up there. Just a beautiful, beautiful area. And, you know, Stacy, of course, having her at the workshop is going to take it to the whole next level. If there's anybody recognizable to the DDP yoga community, of course, Arthur's up there and Jake is up there and Scott Hall is up there. But I've never seen so many people get so excited to see somebody from the community as when Stacy Morris shows up. So I'm sure it's going to be a huge treat for everybody attending that workshop, and a definite bonus. And definitely, if you're up there, I know Stacy will probably be prepared. You want to pick up a copy of her book, Clean Comfort, in Newfoundland, and get her to put her Jane Hancock on it, if you will, because I just finished reading that this weekend. I sat up by the pool and pretty much read cover to cover really quickly the book, and it is amazing, and it is an amazing journey. And there's no way you can't walk away from that feeling inspired. And the biggest thing that I took from that book, I'm talking personally here, is I doubt my abilities more than anybody. I know I've accomplished great deals in my life. I know I've accomplished great deals in my DDP yoga journey, but I still have a lot of self-doubt in my life through it all. And the one thing I got away from Stacy's book is that I can do anything I set my mind to. And if I have the will, there is a way if you work hard enough. And if you are in Newfoundland, you definitely want to check out that book, Stacy Morris, Clean Comfort, available at stacymorris.com as well. And I'm sure you're going to have copies to sign up there as well, right, Stacy?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you picked up on that message. So it's you know, obviously about food, but I overcame a lot of negativity and negative programming from my childhood. And it's possible to turn that around, absolutely.
Absolutely, and you definitely want to check that out. Once again, stacymorris.com. If you're not going to be in Newfoundland to see her there, you definitely want to pick up a hard copy of that book. So go do it. And Robert had a huge pop to do with that book as well, and Robert works tirelessly on that project as well. So you guys are a great team and put out a great product there. So anyways, I want to plug this real quick before we get into our next guest, our first guest, our only guest. We've got the hotline 347-994-1216 if you want to talk to Dave, or if you want to share a victory, if you have a concern, a question, if you are having struggles, if you're struggling a little bit, talk to us. We've all been there. We've all gone through it. 347-994-1216. Press 1 when prompted. Only $2.99 a minute. Be sure to get your parents' permit. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't cost anything to call. Just give us a call, talk to Dave, talk to Stacy, talk to Robert. We've probably been where you've been if you need someone to chat with. But without further ado, I want to bring on our guest. He is one of the legit best people I know. We were busting his balls a little bit before we came on air, but he is such a force for good in the yoga community. He has helped more people on Team DDP Yoga and has guided so many newcomers that have led successful DDP Yoga journeys for almost 4 years now. He's the person who helped me the most when I first started my DDP yoga journey nearly 4 years ago, and I'd call him the poster boy for sticking around and kicking ass throughout all the years, through surgeries, through setbacks. He's always been there. You may strive to have abs like Orth, but I'm cool just sitting on the beach in the Riviera Maya with a Cuban cigar shooting the shit with my friend. Dave Orth is on DDP Radio. Hello, my brother.
How you doing, Mike? Thank you for it's just an entrance that I'm probably not worthy of, but I appreciate all the good words.
No, you're more than worthy of it, man. And we like to bust each other's balls around here on DDP Radio, and we all get an equal opportunity ball busting. But in all seriousness, when I first started DDP Yoga, it's been almost 4 years now for me. It's about 4 years now almost for you, and I came in after you. But when I first started DDP Yoga, I know Robert was there, Sparky was there, Dave was there, and a couple others were milling around the chat room. I talk about it often, but it wasn't this juggernaut it was then. And when I first started, I legitimately, this sounds weird, but everyone was so nice, and Dave was so helpful and so, like, just nice. It was almost like I was afraid I might have joined a cult because he was so nice and helpful, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's no nice people on the internet. What have I gotten myself into?
Go ahead, Robert.
I was going to say, in Dave's defense, he's paying off a ton of bad karma, so that's why.
Yeah, I'm trying to make up for a lot of bad deeds over the years.
For real, though, you probably more than anyone, I don't know if you've still done it because it's gotten to the point where it's overwhelming. You can't possibly keep it up. But for years into you doing DDP Yoga, you welcomed every single member at Team DDP Yoga for a long, long time. And it helped so many people get started and get their questions answered. And you were there helping anybody who needed it. And reason why I'm still around today is because of Dave Worth, because he gave me such a sense of community. You're in it together, and we're cheering for each other, and we legitimately are rooting for each other to succeed. And I got to thank you, brother, from the bottom of my heart. You were the guy from day one who answered every single question of mine and made me believe in the program and the people who do the program. And just meeting you has made it better for me. Just the legend of Dave Orth has grown when I actually met you, because you're as cool a guy on the internet as you are in person.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I really do appreciate that. I still do the welcomes. It's definitely something that I still strongly believe in. And it's tough. I mean, it's tough to keep up with them. You know, sometimes Robert knows we get 50 people, new members in a day or in a half a day. Mm-hmm. And you're working, you have your day-to-day stuff, and it's not easy. And, if I'm away, traveling or at a workshop or something, I can't keep up with them. But I eventually get to them. I eventually get, work my way back up and get current with them. And I just feel it's important because, I remember how I felt when I joined Team DDP Yoga, almost 3.5-4 years ago when I started, not knowing, I was so new. I didn't know anything about the program other than what I had read and the DVDs and everything. And, I remember the welcome messages that I had gotten, and I was overwhelmed by it. Like, wow, these people don't know me, and they're welcoming me to the community. And it made me feel good. It made me less apprehensive about talking. But I remember, being in the chat room, just kind of being a fly on the wall, seeing what people talked about. And knowing how that helped me, and like you said, when you joined, when I joined, it was Robert, Sparky, Doug, a lot of other people, that were there that helped me start my journey, my DDP Yoga journey. And I feel like I'm helping those people that sign up as well. The message that we post, yes, it's kind of a canned message, but, we put in information that we feel is useful to new members, pointing them in the direction of instructional videos and taking the 6 picks and, talking about DDP Yoga Radio and letting them know that there are certified instructors all over, the country now, and starting internationally, Canada and, England and, Ireland, all over the place. And so for people that are coming in that really don't know much about the program other than maybe they saw the infomercial or saw the Arthur video, but not a whole lot more, I think the welcomes are helpful. Not only in information that they get, but I really do think it inspires them. And, the emails or messages that I'll get back from those people that I welcome, it's not, I don't get as many messages as I leave. I don't get as many back as I'm leaving, but, when I get those messages, even if it's a small amount, they make me feel good, because I feel like I've helped somebody whether it's directly or indirectly. I can tell by their responses that they're excited and motivated to get started. And I hope that my message, as well as everybody else who leaves welcome messages for people, it kind of kickstarts that motivation for them right off the get-go.
Oh, 100% for sure. And I know that from, I know you're probably in the same boat I am. I've been doing this a long time now, as have you. And it's to the point where people look us and Robert and Stacy as kind of like elder members of the team DDP Yoga. And they ask us for advice and ask us for questions and talk to us about their concerns and their thoughts. And we help people like that. But seeing people's passion and seeing people's excitement when they first start almost brings you back to when you first started and kind of reignites the excitement in your own journey. So as much as you or I or Stacy or Robert are helping people, it also gives back to us because their excitement is almost it's almost contagious, and you start remembering why you started to begin with, and you get excited and inspired by their excitement.
That is a great statement right there. I mean, you know, I talk to people, I see posts from different people, and you're exactly right. It brings me back to when I first started, and it keeps me motivated and it keeps me focused. It keeps me pushing forward. You know, I have struggles just like everybody else. You know, I have plenty of days where I get done work and the last thing I want to do is work out. Last thing I want to do is push my body and work out. But seeing messages, whether it's on Team DDP Yoga, whether it's through the comments on Team DDP Yoga from messages I've left or the Facebook groups, Twitter, I mean, they all bring it back for me to the beginning, and it really inspires me and keeps me, you know, on that line, that straight line of my journey. You know, we all have our moments where we, you know, stumble or fall, but, you know, those things kind of keep me focused and, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and keep going.
And abs like Orth didn't come overnight. They didn't happen instantaneously.
No.
And we'll talk about the abs like Orth challenge because that was
sure.
A blast. And the tribute to you, it really was a tribute. But I want to talk to you, and we want to talk about the setbacks you've had too tonight because I know you've had a couple major surgeries that have set you back in your process. But I want to get it to the beginning. I know your story, and I know Stacy and Robert probably know your story. But for people listening, how long have you been doing DDP Yoga and how long have you been a team member? And what initially made you want to become involved? What was the first step that inspired you to order the DDP Yoga program?
So I've been doing DDP Yoga for 3.5 years, you know, so I'm heading towards my fourth year. Only thing I've known growing up was weight training. And when I got into my early 30s, I started doing heavy weight training, you know, heavy benching, heavy squatting. And over the years, that took a toll on my body and my hips, my knees, my shoulders took a beating. I had to have part of my right collarbone taken out surgically because I had worn out the end of my one collarbone from bone-on-bone contact. So that was around the 2005, you know, that happened. And I never learned from that. I continued to push myself going forward, you know, even after injuring my low back. A couple times I injured my low back and I continued on. In 2011, I had just turned 40 in 2011, and I thought it'd be a great idea to start, you know, pushing myself again through weight training. And I said, I told myself, you know, convinced myself that I would start out easy, take it easy, lightweight, and next thing you know, I'm pushing heavier weights again, and my body gave out, and I injured my leg, I injured my shoulder, and I spent 3 months in physical therapy. And I didn't really get better. I mean, I got a little bit better, but not as much as I thought I should in 3 months. My body just wasn't responding. So out of frustration, you know, I stopped physical therapy and I said, you know, there's got to be another way. I have to find another way to heal my injuries. And I, you know, I had been following Dallas on Twitter. And from that, I had picked up on the DDP Yoga Twitter. So I had seen tweets and I had read some of the articles and everything, saw Arthur's inspirational video, which was a little different back then from what it is today. But it was just as inspirational as the version that you see today. So I mentioned yoga to my physical therapist. He said, you know what, yoga is a great idea. It helps a lot of people. But, you know as well as I do, there's how many forms of yoga out there. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Where do I start? And I saw probably a tweet. I think I saw a tweet from DDP Yoga or Dallas, and I was like, "Hey, you know what? let me look into that again now that I'm thinking about yoga. And I started reading it, you know, looking up stuff on the internet, and everything was so positive. And I was like, you know what? Considering what I'm paying for physical therapy, let me give this a shot. And, you know, I figured it's for me, it was a worthwhile investment. So I bought the discs around Christmas of 2011. Probably, I don't know, a week later, Dallas calls me on the phone, and we had about a 45-minute conversation. And, you know, anybody that's talked to Dallas, and he calls people, you know, out of the blue, you know, people that buy the program, people who've been doing the workouts, if you've spoken to him either on the phone or in person, you know he's like a shot of adrenaline, a shot of inspiration. And talking to him for 45 minutes, you know, and he just wanted to know about me. It wasn't a sales pitch, wasn't anything. He wanted to know why I bought the program, you know, how did I hear about it, why did I get it, what's my life situation. And I explained it to him, and, you know, he said, you're the reason why I made this workout. And, you know, I just couldn't help but feel inspired at that point. And, you know, about probably a couple of weeks later, I jumped into the program, and it kicked my ass, to be honest with you. I mean, I was shocked as to how out of shape I was. I was not flexible. I was gassed after about 5 to 10 minutes of the energy workout, which is, you know, the first workout after you learn the Diamond Dozen. And that really was an eye-opener for me as to how out of shape I was. Now, granted, I was injured, but still, I just felt like I was way more out of shape than I should have been. And that really was like something that catapulted me to work harder and kind of get my butt back into shape.
Absolutely, man. I know you were a heavy, heavy weight training for a while, as you said, and kind of beat up your body a little bit, to the point where, you know, you were looking for another alternative. And when you came along, we talked about the original Arthur story. I know everyone is familiar with the Arthur Borman video, the Steve Yeun masterpiece, if you will. When we started, it was a lot more bare bones, and it wasn't as well polished. It was an inspirational video, and it really hit the spot. But shortly after I joined, the Arthur boom took off, and deep yoga just went through the roof and exploded. And you were there along with me and Robert and Stacey when it wasn't the big thing to do. It wasn't DDP yoga wasn't the hottest workout on the planet when you and I started. Why did you? I know you said you were familiar with Dallas and stuff, but what made you realize that this is the real deal and not just the gimmick here? You know, obviously there's so many celebrities putting out workout videos. There's, you know, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H. Everyone's got a workout video now. And I come from the mentality in the wrestling business where a lot of things are a work. But obviously this is a legit program. For you, when did it resonate when you started seeing results and realized that, man, this is the real deal here?
And I'll be honest, I thought the same thing that you kind of thought. Like, I was skeptical in a way. I was like, you know, is this just, you know, another pro wrestler trying to sell something to me? But the way, the professionalism and the way, you know, when I talked to him on the phone, it was clear to me that he was 100% invested in the program. He believed in what he was doing. And that came across very clear. And then seeing people in the chat room talking about the program. So Team DDP Yoga was the first thing Dallas said, you know, take the 6 picks, sign up teamddpyoga.com. It's free. And so I did that. And, you know, seeing how well that website was put together, you know, the discussion boards, the forums, the groups, the chat, you know, and you know, Mike, back then, what, maybe 20 people during the day were in that chat room back then. You know, we had maybe 1,000 members of Team DDP Yoga back before the Arthur video went viral. But it was just so well done that, and then once I did the workouts and saw how well they were put together, and the fact that it kicked my ass from the get-go told me I made a good choice. And it really inspired me to push myself harder, like I said. And I really relied on the DDP Yoga community, like I said, Sparky, Doug, other people that were in the chat room, Robert, you know, all those guys really helped me to, you know, move forward. Because I was apprehensive, you know. I was like, you know, am I doing too much? Am I not doing enough? Should I follow the guide? Should I do this? And they really helped me along the process. And before I knew it, I was well on my way and seeing results, seeing those results within a short period of time, within a couple of weeks time, my flexibility increased dramatically. I lost about 10 pounds, right off the bat. And those things spoke volumes right off the bat, right away.
I've said this before. You go to a restaurant, and there's a million restaurants making cheeseburgers, hopefully gluten-free cheeseburgers, but there's a million restaurants making cheeseburgers. What's going to make your cheeseburger different? What's going to make your cheeseburger stand out? And I've always said that DDP Yoga's special sauce is Team DDP Yoga. That changes the whole game for so many people. To be, have something that in real time you can go on there and ask a group full of people a question if you don't understand something or if you need help or support or if you need a little bit of motivation, having that real-time access is the special sauce for DDP Yoga. It's what makes it stand out from every other program on the planet and gives it that personal connection. And I think that Team DDP Yoga thing was the best thing that Dallas and I know Robert was very instrumental in getting that put together. That was the best thing they could have done to get that program to more relatable and have people like you and Sparky and Robert and Doug there to answer our questions in real time. I didn't have to sit there and wait for an automated response from the DDP Yoga webmaster. Sure. I could sit there and ask a question and get a response.
You get real-time responses. And like you said in the beginning, when you were introducing me, At when I started hanging out in the chat room and talking to people, everybody was so nice. And I was like, this can't be for real. It can't. There's no way that everybody is so nice and so helpful like this. I'd never experienced anything like this. But it was the real deal. Everybody was so nice, so helpful. And like I said, you get real-time advice. Hey, I'm having a problem with such and such. And everybody was willing to jump in and help. And that really was something that really impressed me and said a lot about the community. And I agree with you 100%. Team DDP Yoga was one of the best things Dallas ever did, for everybody that, signs up and purchases the program. I mean, it's such a great tool, so helpful. I don't know what else to say.
Well, and that kind of camaraderie, I think, is really crucial all the way, through anyone's life, but especially I know when I arrived at Team DDP Yoga, I was really feeling pretty low, and I just was in need of some unconditional support and guidance and welcoming, and it just made me feel so wanted and special when I got all these welcomes, and people really cared, and they kept in touch with me and wanted to know how I was doing. That does make all the difference. And Dave, you're probably one of the most, active welcomers on the team. And it's such a service that you do because it does take time. There are a lot of new members every day.
Yep. Yeah. There definitely are. And it's great to see it too. Let me tell you, that's motivation too. When I see that influx of new members, I'm like, wow, this is great. It's just more people that are learning about DDP Yoga and hopefully helping them to a healthier path of life.
And when I talk about there's no nice people on the internet, I kind of mean it. You go on any other sites, whether it's a wrestling site or a sports site or a political site or a news site or whatever it may be, a lot of times people will make you feel inferior. You ask a question, you end up feeling stupid. You end up feeling, people, there are a lot of not nice people on the internet. And when I joined Team DDP Yoga and had so many people that were so not only helpful but interested in my success, it was a shock to me. I'm not used to that kind of thing. There's a lot of negativity on the internet. And Christina Ann, one of my favorite people on the planet, told me something that she did a research paper on how anonymity and the fact that you can't see someone over the internet can make them, kind of crazy. People can say horrible things. Never once got anybody say anything negative to me on Team DDP Yoga. They were genuinely helpful and not just, phony helpful and phony nice. They were legitimately interested in my success. There wasn't a competition. We were all rooting for each other. We were all, taking, solace and comfort and happiness in each other's successes. And we pushed each other, but we weren't pushing against each other.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, Mike. you know, we are a tight-knit community. We are judgment-free. And if anyone is seen, you know, I don't know, you know, being negative or acting negative towards someone, similar to what you're saying, a situation like you're saying, we all come together and make sure that stuff is not allowed. Because, you know, that's not the type of people we want. You know, we're a helpful community. We're an inspirational community. We want everyone to feel welcome. And, you know, we all have different journeys and different paths. You know, when we get into the DDP of the community, we all have a different reason for it, whether it's, you know, recovering from injuries, losing weight, or, you know, gaining muscle, or just overall health and well-being. We all have different reasons, and there's no reason to put anybody down. And that's just not something that we tolerate.
I know we talk a lot about weight loss on this show. Stacy and I are very in tune with that sort of thing. And Robert sometimes feels like the odd man out in the group because he wasn't one of the guys who was looking to lose weight because he was already always skinny. He was trying to put on muscle and try to put on depth and cut up a little bit. And you, Dave, I know you've maintained that you weren't very healthy all the time, but you were never really overweight. But you are one of those guys that since starting DDP Yoga has shredded up big time. And I think one of the biggest tributes to you, it kind of was a little like a fun little joke on the internet, but it was a serious thing. And it was a serious tribute to you was the Abs Like Orth Challenge. A lot of people took interest in that and took advantage of, you know, making a challenge based on your ridiculously sexy abs. Which I'm telling you would look much better with a DDP radio on it, so head over to ProWrestlingTees.com. But anyways, the challenge, you know, talk about that. You know, you, obviously those abs didn't happen overnight, but you've worked really hard to shred up. You weren't necessarily looking to lose 100 pounds, but you've really cut up and, you know, really, even since I've known you, even since the first year in Mexico, you've even, you know, shredded up since then too.
Yeah, how have you done it, Dave? Is it mostly you do red hot core like 3 times a day? seriously though, do you eat a certain way? What are some of your trade secrets?
Well, I really appreciate the compliments. I'm very much not a spotlight guy. You know, I'm not the type of person to jump into the spotlight. So I really appreciate all those kind words. For me, you know, you're right. I wasn't looking to drop 100 pounds. When I started DDP Yoga, I was looking to drop 25 pounds and heal the injuries that I had. That was really it. But when I saw how well the program worked and the shape that I was getting in, and I was actually seeing, you know, body fat just fall off, and I was seeing my abs for the first time in many, many, many years, I was shocked. And I was like, wow, you know, how do I keep this going? And a lot of it was, you know, what I'm eating and how I'm eating and you know, when I eat. I thought that I had a kind of good idea as to what, you know, a healthy diet was when I started. But, you know, after reading the program guide and hearing Dallas talk about, you know, different aspects of gluten-free, dairy-free and what it does to your body, and Stacy as well, and, you know, so many others, you know, I realized, wow, you know, I have a long way to go. You know, I just, you know, I'm still eating things that probably aren't the best. But I think that changing how I was eating a lot better quality foods, sugar, you know, I didn't realize how much sugar hides in a lot of the things we buy. And that really was something that was enlightening to me when I started DDP Yoga. And I started reading labels and seeing all this, you know, all sugar everywhere. It's so hard to avoid it because it's in everything. And, you know, artificial this, artificial that, and the sugar. And I think eliminating those things from my diet, being more mindful of what I'm eating. I'm not gluten-free, dairy-free, but I don't eat a whole lot of dairy. I really don't eat much dairy, if at all. And I've reduced my gluten intake, and I do eat a lot of gluten-free things, but if I don't eat gluten-free, I try to eat organic. So it's not the best, but it's not as bad as some of the stuff that's out there, some of the processed foods that are out there. But the biggest thing I think was I reduced my calories. I mean, really, if you're looking to get a nice midsection, you have to lose body fat, and the only way to do that is to reduce calories and increase your the amount of exercise you're doing. So the amount of DDP yoga you do has to increase, so your cardio is increasing, and reduce the calories a little bit. For me, it was really, you know, a lot of kind of trial and error. So reduce my, you know, how much I'm eating and see what happens. You know, I'm not a scale person, so I don't really get on the scale on a regular basis. But see where the scale is trending every couple weeks. You know, am I going up? Am I going down? Do I need to take in more food? Because if you're doing so much cardio, you might be losing more weight than you really want to. So you got to watch that too. But for me, like I said, I started out wanting to lose 25 pounds. Before I knew it, 5-6 months later, I dropped 40 pounds, which really, I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't believe I dropped that much weight in such a short span of time, in 6 months.
Wow. I just want to say I hate you. You're sitting there saying, oh, I can see my abs. I was just happy to see my kneecaps, for God's sake. Freaking ridiculous. I want to say, I know you're single and currently dating, so if anyone, ladies, are interested in Dave Orth, hit him up via Facebook. But I don't know how you're single, by the way, because I see you in Mexico, and you take your shirt off in the pools, and all the girls have to pick their tongues up off the freaking floor. Katie's over there staring at you. I'm not even mad. I'm just like, I get it. I understand. He's fucking freaking amazing.
I appreciate it. And just to answer your question, Stacey, when you talk about working out, I do Red Hot Core probably 3 days a week, sometimes four. It really depends. But a lot of that is because all the other DDP yoga workouts that you do, it works your core, right? So even if you're not doing ab exercises such as you do in Red Hot Core, your core is getting worked in almost every aspect of all of the DDP yoga workouts.
Yeah.
It just is. You know, the positions you have to hold, you're using your core to stabilize your position, so you're not, you know, falling over left, falling over right, as well as, you know, broken table is a great position. You know, when you do the crunches and broken table, you know, really focus on the contraction of your muscles when you do that, and you're working your abs. And, you know, broken table is in almost all of the workouts. You know, so, you know, outside of Red Hot Core, I just focus on working the abs throughout all the other DDP yoga workouts. So I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing any other ab workouts outside of DDP yoga.
I want to talk to you about this because we've put you over enough, and even the Man of Steel has his kryptonite. And
sure.
You had a little bit of a setback a little while ago, a couple setbacks. You had a couple hernias, and you've required a couple surgeries, which I wanted to talk about this because a lot of people, when they get that setback like that, they get a big blow to their journey, and you have to take some time off. Doctor's orders, got to take some time off. And yep. I know, talking to you on a pretty much daily basis during that time, that you were devastated to take the time off, and you were genuinely, you know, concerned about it. But in true Dave Orth DDP yoga warrior fashion, you picked up right where you left off. And for some people, inactivity will just breed more inactivity, and it's really hard to get back into the groove of things when taking time off like that. What did that surgery and setback mean to you, and what kind of mindset did you have to put yourself in to really just kind of click back into place once you were got the clear to work out?
It was tough. The mental aspect is sometimes harder than the physical. And Mike, you probably remember. I don't know if you remember this. This the first surgery I had was in 2012, and I had you know, we were at the pool. One of the pool bars, you, me, and Dallas, and I had a lump over my belly button, and I was like, that's just unusual. And probably about 10 days after that retreat in 2012, I was working out, and I had every intention of seeing a doctor, but I delayed a little bit, and about a week or 10 days later, I was doing my workout, and I just had intense pain throughout my entire abdominal area to the point where I had to stop working out. And I went to my doctor immediately, and he said, you have a hernia, and you need to go see a doctor immediately. You can't wait. Because what'll happen, I had an umbilical hernia, so it's a little opening in the abdominal wall, and fat from inside was actually coming through that hole. And what you didn't want to have happen is too much to come through, and it kind of contorts itself, and it can just cause a lot bigger problems for you. And it was tough to hear. I mean, I kind of knew something was wrong, but I didn't know that I was going to have surgery. And hearing that I wasn't going to be able to work out for 8 to 10 weeks was tough to swallow, because working out on a regular basis, sometimes two times a day, was like it was just built into my, like I ingrained that into my system. So it was very difficult to do that. But I will say that I think that building a regimen around DDP yoga and the positive people that you surround yourself with from the community helped me stay in line. And I still had a positive mindset as I talked to people like you, Mike, and Stacy, and Robert, and Sparky, and everybody else. You guys help keep me in line, right? So it doesn't even have to be direct. Like, you don't have to have a conversation. When I hear you guys talk on the radio and everything, it really helps keep my mindset where I wanted to be. So, you know, having to take those, I had to take about 2 months off the first surgery. But because it was so ingrained in my system, and because I still listened to DDP yoga radio, I still talked to everybody, I was still in the chat room, it kind of helped keep me, you know, focused, even though I couldn't do the workout. And so when the doctor finally said, hey, you can start easing yourself into working out again, you know, I was kind of like itching to get back on the mat. I was itching to get working out again. And that was something that I contribute totally to DDP yoga and the community and the mindset that it really helps to generate in people. And that's really what I would say about the first instance that I had to go through. Unfortunately, I had to go through a second surgery about a year and a half later. Mike, again, you remember I was up for the New Hampshire workout in December of 2013. And shortly before that workshop, I knew something was wrong in my stomach. I could feel it. Same area that I had surgically repaired, I could feel something wasn't right. Went back to my doctor and said, yep, you tore it open again. And you remember, Mike, I came up to the workshop, or came up and stayed with you, visited with you, and I told you about that. And, you know, I wound up putting off surgery until January of last year, 2014. But this time it was a little bit more extensive, because I tore it open a little bit more than it had been the first time. So a little bit more extensive. They actually had to put mesh inside to feel the area to prevent it from happening again. So I had about a 3 month layoff early last year. So, you know, I was completely prohibited from any type of working out for 3 months. And this time around was a little bit more difficult for me, because I got really down about it, because it was the second time it happened. It was a longer layoff, and I was really down, thinking, is this going to continue to happen to me? Am I going to continue to have these issues and have to step it back and not do as much activity as I normally would do, because, you know, fear of carrying this area in my stomach again? And, you know, so after, you know, those 3 months, before I knew it, I had put on some weight. I wasn't paying as much attention to my eating as I should have been, and I gained some weight that I really didn't want. And but again, talking to everybody in the community and, you know, kind of staying involved in the community really helps as far as getting back to it. So, you know, when the doctor did say, okay, you know, you're good to go and ease your way into it, that really, really helped, you know, because while I wasn't able to physically do it, mentally, I was still involved in the community. I was still listening to DDP yoga radio and hearing everybody talk about their journey and their success stories and what motivates them and what they like to do. And, you know, it really kind of generated that eagerness to get back to it. So, you know, that's really, again, being able to attribute my recovery to DDP yoga is something that I think is very special. Because I think if I was just on my own having the surgery, who knows what would have happened afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, you came back full force. You came on, you know, rocking and rolling. And I like to tell people all the time that the fact that I am so engulfed in the DDP Yoga community, I look at my timeline on my Facebook and just friend after friend after friend is a DDP Yoga person. So I'm seeing all these constant updates and being involved in the radio show that even if I kind of wanted to avoid DDP Yoga, it's not really possible. And then you kind of see all these things, you know, popping up in your world and you get inspired by it and you know, you feel like you can do it and you can get back into it. I've been through some funks in my time too and some injuries, and just being surrounded by so many great people who are so inspiring all the time. You know, I talk to Stacy and I talk to Robert every week, every Wednesday night. How can I sit there and not be inspired by sitting here talking to them and, you know, talking to you online on Facebook and over the phone and McAdoo and all these cool people who constantly inspire me? It's almost like, you know, you're so engulfed into this world and so kind of intertwined in the DDP Yoga community that it's kind of near impossible to not find inspiration in it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I really agree and believe in that 100%. You know, being a part of the community, you surround yourself with like-minded people that feel the same way as you do, have the same, maybe not the exact same goal, but the goal of being healthier and working out and trying to improve themselves. And, you know, one thing I always tell people about DDP Yoga is it's more than a workout. It's not just a workout. Workout's part of it, but it's a mindset. It's a way of living, and it's a community of people that really try to help each other and motivate each other and inspire each other to be better. I think I'm a better person overall because I'm a part of the DDP Yoga community, and it's people like all of you, Robert, Stacy, Mike. I mean, I remember meeting all of you, you know, and so many others over the 3.5 years. I mean, it's so many great people that I've had the opportunity to meet, you know, being in Mexico the three times that I've been down there and all the DDP Yoga workshops that I've had the opportunity to be there, getting to meet new people at all these workshops and hear their stories and what motivates them and where they've come from to where they are today. It never ceases to amaze me, you know, how many great people there are in our community. And being at those workshops gives me the opportunity to see that. You know, I was just recently at the Michigan workshop at Funk Fitness. Craig Funk is just an amazing guy, just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But, you know, we're doing the workout, and there was a woman in front, I think her name is Jen Spaulding, combat injured veteran, okay? And she needs a walker or a cane to get around, and here she is doing the workout with the use of a cane to do some of the positions, right? And it was it's just amazing to see that, and it's inspirational, and it goes back to what we all talk about anybody can do this workout.
That's
there's
awesome.
Really
we have
no,
a caller.
There's really no excuse. So
we have a caller. We're gonna get to in just a second, but that was great.
Yeah.
But I want to – Stacy has a question from the chat room I want to get to real quick, and then we'll grab our caller here.
Sure.
Yeah, you've got a couple fan questions out there, Dave. The first
okay.
one is quick.
Okay.
How long prior to the 2013 retreat had you been doing DDP yoga? And the second question is what's a typical day of eating like for you, breakfast, lunch, dinner?
Okay, so the first question was how long was I doing DDP yoga before the 2013 retreat?
Yes.
Okay, so I was probably doing DDP yoga for about a year and a half up until that point. So I started in January of 2012 doing the workout, so you know, July of 2013 would be just over a year and a half.
Okay.
Yep. Well. So, and the second question is a little bit more complicated. So as far as what a typical day is for me, as far as eating goes. So I do follow, and there's some science on it. I try to follow science a little bit as far as eating goes. I try to eat 5 to 6 meals a day. And so weekdays when I work, I'm up early. So I'm able to eat 6 meals during the day fairly easily, about 2 to 3 hours apart. So I'll have three main meals, my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll have a mid-morning shake, a mid-afternoon shake, and, like, I don't want, it's not a shake, but kind of like a drink before I go to bed that has some almond milk, some hemp seeds, and some other, you know, powders or whatever, just to kind of get something into my stomach for when I sleep. I believe it helps with recovery as far as my muscles and stuff like that. And as far as my overall caloric intake, I'm not a huge calorie counter. Depending on how much activity I'm doing, how much I'm working out on a regular basis, my calorie intake for a day might be 2,500 calories a day. It might, right now it's closer to probably like 3,000 calories a day, just because of the amount of activity I do. You know, right now I'm doing a mixture of different things, you know, with DDP yoga. I'm doing running now, so I burn a lot of calories, so I gotta get in more food as much as I can. So as far as what I eat, I try not to eat any processed foods. I try to eliminate sugar out of my diet as much as possible. I'm not gluten-free, dairy-free, but I really try to eat things that are gluten-free, dairy-free. Ezekiel bread is really good. Gluten-free pastas from time to time, sweet potatoes. I love peanut butter sandwiches, you know, so that's something that I eat quite a bit of. Lean meats, chicken, turkey, salmon. There's an Australian fish that I eat a lot of. It's called barramundi. You can find that at your local BJ's wholesale club. Quinoa, rice, brown rice. I try to get organic as much as possible. Eat salads every night. I love avocados, guacamole, especially. I'm a huge guacamole fan. So that's kind of, it's very vague, or I try to be as, it's hard to really put into words everything I eat for every meal, but I do eat 5 to 6 meals a day.
Awesome. That sounds good. I don't think I could eat 5 or 6 meals a day. I think I would love to think I could, but I don't think I could. But we got to take a quick caller here real quick. But I want to say real quick, ladies, if you're listening, Dave Orth, anything bigger than his muscles is his bank account. So give him a call.
Yeah. You must know something I don't.
You're overstrong. Anyways, we got a caller on hold. Rob, you want to pass her through?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I think we have Liz on the line. Liz, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't had time to call in a while, but I heard Dave's, so I figured I'd have to give my fellow hardship fund contributor a shout out.
All right.
How are you, Liz?
I'm good.
Good, good.
So, Liz, you were kind of Dave's mentor in his certification process. Is that correct? Because we have to put over the fact that Dave is certified member of team of DDP Yoga as well. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, shall I say, New Jersey, Philadelphia, you want to hit up, because he's I'm sure he's a hell of an instructor as well.
Yeah, I take pride in the fact that he got through the certification process incredibly quickly. But he's a fantastic instructor.
Absolutely.
All these kind words, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's really probably way more than I deserve, but thank you so much.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to give Dave compliments in the past, and it's like trying to mix oil with water. I'm sure this error is just killing him.
Well, I'm looking for those classes sometime, because Dave and I have worked out together several times, usually with the big man, DDP, leading the class. So I'll be glad to check out Dave's class once he can finally get down here to North Carolina and visit us again.
Yeah, and Mike, I know you brought it up before, since Liz called in. So I have to give all the credit to the Abs Like Orth to Liz. It was her brainchild. You know, she asked to do she wanted to do a blog on me because I was just a newly certified instructor. And so one of the things that she had an idea for was to do a challenge. And so the doing an ab challenge was what came from that, and the Abs Like Worth was all her idea.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Hopefully we have many, many more people developing abs like Orth. I know I wouldn't be all that opposed to having a little bit of a six-pack underneath my keg. But well, absolutely, we got to wrap things up here in just a few minutes. But thank you, Liz, for giving us a call and giving a shout-out to Dave. I know you helped him along during his certification process very much. Thank you for calling in. And any last words for Mr. Orth?
Yeah, so I know you mentioned, DDPO, the workshops at the beginning of the show. So I just wanted to say coming up next weekend in New Hampshire, I believe it's Laconia, New Hampshire, I think is the exact town. Eric Young has put together a DDP Yoga community workout. I'm going to be involved with that. So Steve Langer, another certified DDP Yoga instructor, and myself are going to be involved as far as the actual workout goes. But there's going to be some other DDP Yoga instructors in training there. Mark Campanelli, he's going to be there as well as selling his books. He has his latest book, Fit Dad. Is it Fit Dad Cooking, Stacey? His new book?
Fit Dad Cooking, yeah.
So he's got an incredible new cookbook.
If no one's seen it yet, go to Facebook. He's got so many recipes that he posts on the DDP Yoga Facebook page, and they're very imaginative, and he loves to work with spices and tropical fruits and different accents, and he's a really amazing home cook, so check him out.
Yeah, and so, he's going to be there with his books, signing his books, but Kat, if you don't know already, Kat Arnett, Ava Arnett, as I call them, Team Arnett, are really great people, really great parts of the community. So they're going to be at the workout as well. And Eric Young, and if you don't, that's his real name. You may see him on Facebook as Cal L. Skylander. I want to give him a lot of credit because he really has done a phenomenal job in promoting this workout. Getting people involved, getting the word out. It's going to be a phenomenal event, and I know part of it is he does want to raise as much money as he can for the Hardship Fund, because the Hardship Fund, as Liz said, being a part of it is really another level of inspiration for me, being able to help people who can't afford to purchase the program is really something that is such a special program that Liz developed. I think it was like early last year she came up with the idea to do that, and it's like a really great program. We have some great people that are involved with it, but Eric has done such a great job. And so that workout is going to be in Laconia, New Hampshire, next Sunday, May 3rd, not this coming, but the following, so May 31st at 11 a.m. So that's going to be a really cool experience. Doing community workouts like that, bringing people who are already involved and bringing new people in to do workouts is such a great experience, to introduce people to DDP Yoga.
So I move out of New Hampshire and you come back. I guess you were a little bit intimidated by my presence. Right. Is that what
it was? It was the plan, Mike. It was really the plan. I told Eric to hang on. Mike's almost out of there. As soon as he's gone, then we can do it.
And up in Laconia, New Hampshire, where you're doing that workout, is a beautiful town. It's right on Lake Winnipesaukee, which is one of the most beautiful lakes in the entire country, and it's just a beautiful mountain area, so many mountains and lakes and stuff up there. So if you're in the New England area, you want to check out that workout with Dave, and I know him as Cal L. Skylander. I can't remember what his real name is. What was it?
Eric Young is his real name.
And Steve Langer, also one of my favorite people on the planet, are all involved in that, the book. So if you guys get a chance to go check that out, if you're in the New England area, go check out the workshop. Stand up there and touch Dave's abs in person. They are glorious. They are amazing. And I thank you, Dave, for coming on tonight. Really, you're really one of my favorite people on the planet, and I can't wait to see you. You got to come down and
I can't wait to come down and visit, Mike. It's been too long. Thank you guys for having me on. Thanks for inviting me. I really do appreciate it. I said this before, I will say it again. You guys are great. You guys are my inspiration. I don't know what I would do without you guys. I try to listen every Wednesday night as much as possible, which is most of the time. But seriously, you guys have a great show. You're doing great things here, and you're spreading the word. And, you know, being the voice for people, you know, allowing people to call in and tell their stories and their journeys is really just, it's amazing. It's great. Keep doing it. Stacy, you're awesome. Your book, Clean Comfort, is incredible. Robert.
Thank you.
Despite all the bad things people say about you, you're okay. You're not as nice as Mike, but you're okay. You know,
I say the same thing about you, man. I mean, seriously, because I think that you're like the herpes of GDP yoga. You know,
well, that's better than gonorrhea, I guess.
Well, yeah, we haven't been able to get rid of you, but, you know, I appreciate you being around at least sometimes.
Wow, this is quick.
Well, no, but seriously, Robert, you know I love you. You helped me out tremendously. I truly appreciate everything you do. And for the things that you do that people don't realize you do, truly, you're a great person, an inspirational person. Mike, you're a great friend. I've known you for almost my entire tenure in BDP Yoga. You're a solid guy. You have a super girlfriend. Katie is a nice, amazing girl. You guys are so awesome. And, again, thank you guys for having me on. Truly appreciate it. It's been a blast.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for
I'm super bummed that I'm not going to be able to make it to Mexico this year to see you, but we will be back there next year, and we will reunite it. And I got a couple Cubans on me.
Sweet. Can't wait.
All right, brother. Thank you so much again, and thank you, Stacy and Robert, for holding down the fort. As always, we could not do this without you. Stacy, once again, Stacy Morris, Clean Comfort, available at stacymorris.com. And don't forget Stacy's appearances this coming weekend. For more information on that, go to stacymorris.com as usual. Any last words, Stacy?
No, I just think this has been a really, you know, great show, and it just, you know, shows what wonderful people we have among us. So it's always inspirational to hear someone else's story.
Absolutely. And Robert, anything to contribute?
No, I think I've said all I need to say about Dave.
All right. Thank you guys.
And his news, by the way, you didn't mention it when you started, but you said Robert did a great job on something, so that's like breaking news, because usually he doesn't do a good job at anything.
Yeah, that's hysterical, Dave. So I guess we should close out now.
Your radio, the roast, is available on demand. So anyways, I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you, Dave, as always. Remember, every day you wake up and you have air in your lungs and blood pulsing through your veins, it's another day to turn it all around. No matter how bad you're knocked down, you have the ability to rise up and own your life. So own it, my friends. For Stacy Morris and Robert McLaren, my name is Mike Mullins. And Dave Orr, thank you again. Own your week, my friends, and never, ever, 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 ever give up. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.